Hi, I'm David Yak with Colorado Technology Consultants, and we're going to be talking in this session about solutions and the managed and unmanaged package type that they can have. In the prior session, we looked at how you can create a solution and make customization changes to it. Particularly, we added a new entity. We also changed one of the existing built-in system entities by adding it to that solution. Let's real quick just look over at what we created. You'll notice we have our solution here, and if we look at the package type, it indicates that it's unmanaged. Unmanaged means that we can make additional changes to it, that it's completely open for customization. You'll notice the default solution is also marked that way as unmanaged. A package, though, our solution can have another package type called managed. Manage allows us to lock down that solution so additional changes can't be made to the items that are in it. We'll talk about how you can layer changes and how people can still make changes on top of it, but the idea is that as you go through building a solution, you start unmanaged, you make your changes to it, you export that. When you export that solution, on the dialog, you'll be prompted whether you want to export a unmanaged or a managed solution. When you choose managed, that solution that is exported, once it is imported into another organization, is no longer able to have changes made to it. People can make changes on top of it, like a customer, for example, may want to add additional customizations to an ISV solution, but they aren't changing your solution. They are making a change on top of that. And that's important to understand the concept of layering of these solutions, both managed and unmanaged, and that's what we're going to be diving into deeper as we go through the rest of this session. It really would help if we look at a diagram here, and that's what this is trying to illustrate, is how both the unmanaged and managed solutions can come together and what an end user will actually see when using a system. You'll notice on this diagram that I have the system solution. So the system solution contains things like contact, all the system level entities that come out of the box with CRM. You can't change those. You can make changes on top of them. When you make changes on top of those, you are making those in the context of an unmanaged solution, which could be the default solution. The default solution gives you a development model very similar to the CRM4 prior version customizations, where you basically are working in a shared model where all the customizations work together. Once they become managed, so in my example where I made that unmanaged change, exported it, and somebody imported it, it becomes a managed solution. Each managed solution brought into a new organization has its own layer in the diagram here, so managed solution A, solution B. Those are kept separate. The system does the tracking to make sure it understands how all these layers can coexist. We'll talk more about that as we get a little bit further. You also can have unmanaged customizations. So take a customer that installs your solution A that provided a particular functionality. They then want to make some changes on top of that or their own changes. They do that in the unmanaged customization layer, and that all comes together into what this is referred to as this calculated top row, meaning that that is what you actually see. So if I were to log into the system after installing solution A, solution B, and somebody making a bunch of unmanaged changes, those would all be calculated together by CRM. You don't have to do anything in your own application or your solution. CRM calculates that and presents to the user that unified view after it reconciles across the different layers that have been installed. But by having the managed layers, each solution that's managed that's imported gets its own layer. They're stacked on top of each other. We'll get into more particulars in the future about how that works and how conflicts are handled and how that all comes together. But it's important to understand the distinction between managed and unmanaged. You'll be working in those environments a lot. It's also important to understand that as you work in that unmanaged layer, that you can have multiple unmanaged solutions. We did that in our example. If we look back here real quick, you'll notice that I have two solutions. They're both marked as unmanaged. In fact, I could create another solution, another unmanaged solution. And in this one, I'll just choose the default publisher. And I can go add in these same entities that we were using before. So in this case, I will take the contacts, which, by the way, we renamed as KID, if you recall, and add that in. And now telling me that there's a couple other things if I'm using that I might want to bring in. So this is a good example of it, the dependency tracking, because I'm pulling in, and actually, I think I actually pulled in, I might have grabbed the wrong one here, but for illustration purposes, this is pulling in required components, telling me that, hey, there are some things that this uses that you don't have in your solution. You might want to bring those in. Otherwise, if you distribute your solution, you need to make sure that the other end user has those before they're going to do it. So we'll go ahead and say yes to include those. But you'll see here that I've got my KID entity in there. Now, the interesting thing, we'll go ahead and save and close that. So now I have three unmanaged solutions in here. I have the default, which came with the system. I have the one that I originally built, Contoso School Module. And then I have our new one. All three are unmanaged. All three have contact in them. Now, if you recall, we made a change. And this is important to understand that default unmanaged solutions all live in that same layer. So remember in my other diagram, I said that we had layers for each of the managed ones. So where we had managed solution A and B, that those are kind of kept separate. You'll notice that the unmanaged one all kind of exist in this unmanaged customization layer, meaning that they all will see any change that you make to it. So by that, let's say I add another attribute to contact or to KID in this example. Any of those solutions will see that attribute added. There's no separation between them while they're in that unmanaged space. And so if you want them to be separate, you need to have separate organizations to do the changes. Otherwise, any managed solution will see that. And probably the way to think about that is also as you're working with these, you're getting basically copies of them rather than a actual unique copy of it. So when I do that add existing, what it's doing is it's adding a reference to that. So basically in my example here, solution one and solution two that I add contact to, you're not getting all the stuff from contact, each getting its own unique copy. You're getting a reference, kind of like, you know, basically just a pointer to that. And the same is true if I were to export the solution. So one of these solutions that had contact in it, if I were to export that to a file, I would only get any changes that I made to it, the deltas that happen there, because the rest are managed. And that same is true for any other managed customization change that you make. So in other words, let's say I had a custom solution that I exported as managed, a customer imported it, and I had, in this case, my grounding ideas entity that we created, and a customer added a few attributes to it. When they exported their customizations, they would only have the changes that they made. They would not have my customizations in it. That keeps mine protected, isolated along within there. And just to kind of drive that home a little bit, let's just go look at a couple things here. I want to come back over to the entity that we have here. So we have KID. I'm going to come in. I'm now in the context of our that first solution that we had. I'm going to add another field to this. So we'll just call this another field. And I'm adding this in the context of one of the unmanaged solutions to the KID entity. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go over to default to start with. And I'm going to locate that same entity. And what I want to show you is that that custom attribute that we just added, that field, is also being able to be seen from my fields in the default solution. So if we filter this on just custom, there you have another new field that was added on there that we just did. So there's no separation. All unmanaged see the same thing. They're all considered together. Now, another thing that I want to be able to do, and this is important to understand the distinction between managed and unmanaged. So remember, managed only occurs after you've exported it. When you import it in, the managed is enforced at that point. So anybody that uses that solution going forward, imports it in, is working with it in a lockdown state. They don't get to make additional changes to it. If you export it as unmanaged, so as you go through that process, and when I say export it, so if I come in here and click on this and say export, I can only select one solution at a time. We'll export our Contoso School Module. we'll go through this. So when you export this, you're preparing it to be able to pull out. It's asking me if I want to include any of the missing components. Do I want to include any of the settings? And here's the real important thing for our discussion. Do I want managed or unmanaged? If you want to be able to move this from one development system to another, or in other words, from one system where you make change to another system in a very similar model to CRM 4 and prior versions, you're going to have it exported as unmanaged. If you want to distribute this, in other words, I want to give this to a customer to where that customer can't go in and fiddle with my stuff, they can make changes on top of it and layer, but can't go change my core assets, then I want to export this as managed. And so when you export that as managed, what it's going to do is it's going to export that as a zip file. So it's going along, and once it finishes, you'll then just save this. Just save it to the desktop. And remember, like I said, this is a zip file, so if we were to open it up, we'd see the customization file. The solutions is just a manifest file that tells a little bit about it. If we had web resources or other thing, we might see other folders in here that would store those images or whatever was part of our web resources. This file would then be what you'd use to import into another system. Another way that you can work with protecting or locking down some of your customizations to control how they're used by an end customer or somebody installing your solution is another new feature called Managed Properties. Managed Properties give you more granular control over the specific elements of an entity, things like the label. Is further customizations allowed to be changed on it? There's a number of places that you can go and work with this. It's important to understand, though, that managed properties is not DRM, it's not a licensing schema, it's not encryption, it doesn't protect your IP. It's merely meant to try to guide the customer into understanding that you intend for part of a solution to not be further customized. You can have a lot of control over this, so these are all the different things that you can control managed properties on. As you look at these, entity, field, relationship, so you can see there's quite a number of places that you can control this. Managed properties take effect once you've exported the solution as managed, and it's imported again into a target system. They don't have any effect while you're in the unmanaged world, so if you export as unmanaged, imported that again, managed properties wouldn't come into play. They only come into effect when that managed solution is imported into another system. If we go look at an entity, let's go back into our entity that we created here. This is our custom entity we created to track grounding ideas. If I open that up, you'll notice that you can get to manage properties at a number of different levels. At this point, I'm looking at it at the entity level. So if I open it up, you'll see some of the things that I can control. I can say whether this entity is customizable at all. So I can just say, I don't want further customizations. So that would prevent a customer from doing any further customizations. They couldn't add their own fields to it. They couldn't change the name of it. And there's times that you may want to do that. Now, I'd urge you to be cautious in how you use this feature. Part of the benefits of CRM is its flexibility of customization. If you were to go through your solution and lock down everything, then you'd be taking away some of the benefit that the customer would normally have of using that solution. However, there are times, for example, maybe I'm just starting out introducing a new entity, grounding ideas, and I don't know how it's going to play out in the future versions, and I want to control that for a while. So maybe I want to start out locking that down a little bit to make sure that I don't have a bunch of customizations done. Or a particular part, I'm very concerned that a customer might change something that would break my solution, so I lock down small pieces of it. Those are types of scenarios that you might want to think about using managed properties. Again, you don't want to lock everything down. It kind of defeats the purpose of having a fully customizable system. So in this session, we looked at managed versus unmanaged. We saw how packages or solutions go from that unmanaged state when you're developing them. As you're ready to distribute them or move them along in the process, you export them as managed. Once they've been exported as managed, they can be imported in other systems. When they're imported, they're then locked down for further changes of the contents of that particular solution. You can layer on top of that changes, but the actual solution itself is locked down for further changes within that area. We talked about managed properties and how they can be used to further have control over what people installing your solution are able to do.